So first off, tell us a little bit about how Delawareans did respond to this federal government's decision on oil and gas drilling. It seems like there's a pretty strong consensus here.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, what was really striking about the folks that I talked to on this, Tom, was the unanimity, I should say, of the support for the federal government's decision here. I spoke with seven or eight individuals or organizations, and everybody was very fulsome in their praise of this. This included state and federal lawmakers from both parties. Private citizens, one representative of the tourism industry, which of course is would be particularly exposed in the event of any oil spill, and of course the environmental groups were very happy to get this news.
You mentioned the concern about oil spills, and since there were no plans to directly drill off of Delaware, why was that a concern, and what were some maybe the other concerns that people had about this plan?
Well, I think the reason that people were so concerned about it, even though there were no plans for development immediately off Delaware's shore, was that people were so, if you like, scarred by the experience of the Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010, and they saw what happened to some of the Louisiana coastline. And I think that people were just super cautious about the idea of ever allowing anything like that to happen to Delaware. And one of the arguments for it, of course, is the great value that the tourism industry has. Economic value for the state, and of course, if there was any suggestion of oil on Delaware's beaches, then that would be disastrous for the industry.
Were there some other concerns beside that tourism concern in terms of an oil spill or a potential disaster type of situation?
Well, I think there was a fair amount of concern about possible damage to wildlife. But one of the points that was raised during the conversations that I had was that, the argument, at least, was that we really don't need all this oil at the moment. One of the folks I spoke to is Harris McDowell, the chairman of the Energy and Transit Committee in the state Senate. And he said, well, we're awash with oil. In fact, he said we're up to our ears in oil and gas at the moment, and as indicated by the fact that oil and gas prices are at multi-year lows. Mr. McDowell's argument was that there's plenty of domestic reserves of both of those fuels, which will keep our economy going for a good long time yet. And given the risks that are associated with offshore drilling, then it's simply not worth taking that risk.
And I guess, was there also some concern that perhaps if there was success elsewhere, that eventually there might be some drilling closer to Delaware, if the door was opened by letting some drilling happen off the coast, eventually more would come, and then Delaware might be more directly impacted?
Well, indeed, there was. I had another conversation with Ernie Lopez, the Republican state senator for Lewis, and he made the point that that if adjoining areas were developed for oil and gas, Then there was the possibility, and those areas proved either productive, or if they started to decline in their production, then there was a concern which he felt was quite well founded, that that energy companies might seek to move into adjoining areas. And it's worth bearing in mind here that the Interior Department's planned area until this was cancelled, the planned area of ocean to develop started in southern Maryland. And so, it's not a whole, it's obviously not very far away from the Delaware coastline that energy companies might be tempted to move a little further north.
You mentioned this has been such an issue where the consensus was pretty broad across party lines. You've covered a number of different issues like this in terms of environmentally sensitive issues from fracking to drilling like this. Is it rare to get this kind of widespread consensus or opposition to something in particular?
Well, in my experience, it is, and I guess that one of the things that stood out to me in this case was Senator Lopez, obviously a Republican, Republican Party, that classically will support any measures that they think will be good for the economy and will boost jobs in the local area. But in fact, Senator Lopez said that he was unaware that there was any evidence that if this plan had gone ahead, it would make a significant improvement to Delaware's economy. This did seem to be a very unanimous view that this was a good thing.
You mentioned the jobs, obviously energy security, Harris McDowell had addressed. I guess that kind of separates maybe the drilling issue from what we oftentimes see when people talk about wind power off the coast, that people seem to feel like there's more potential job-wise for wind power off the coast for the places that are nearby than something like drilling.
Yes, I believe that's the case. But I think the folks that I spoke to on this will come back to is that even if there were some jobs associated, if there was a reasonable assurance of jobs that might be created as a result of an initiative like this, the risks of opening up such an area of ocean would outweigh, in their view, any economic benefits.
All right, John Hertel, thanks so much for being with us on The Green this week.
You're welcome.